Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Every Sunday in the Creed, we say that Jesus will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And he repeatedly says that the time for judgment is coming, and that we don't know when it's coming. This is true for the universe and for every individual human soul. The end of time is coming, and when that will be, no one knows. And the end of your time is coming, and when that will be, no one knows. Jesus gives a lot of powerful illustrations of this fact, but especially in a certain passage in Matthew's Gospel. Listen to how he puts it. For as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So it will be too at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Our time is coming. It's coming soon. The time when we'll face God directly and have to give an account of everything. And we don't know when that time will be until it's already here. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lord gives an unsettling image. Two men go to work in the fields. One is taken, one is left. Two women are getting things done at home. One is taken, one is left. But actually, we should all have enough experience of death by now to know this is true. Two men go to the office. They work side by side. Yet, they get in their cars to drive home. One makes it home, the other dies in a car accident. One is taken, one is left. Two women, both of them mothers with young children, and they notice something new and hard in their upper chest area. They both go to the doctor. One is told it's just a hardened duct, and she just needs to nurse through it. The other is told it's a tumor, and that unfortunately it's already metastasized. In fact, it's everywhere. They're so sorry. There's nothing they can do. One is taken, one is left. And two retired friends, still both in great shape, join a senior's pickleball league. And one night, after a game of doubles, they both go home, watch the news, and go to bed. In the morning, one wakes up, the other doesn't. He's had a massive heart attack and died in his sleep. One is taken, and one is left. We don't know the day or the hour. We can't count on advance notice. We must be ready. The only time you have guaranteed is this moment. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When you look at two people, you can't know which is going to die sooner and which is going to die later. You can't tell which will be taken and which will be left. But what's more important, you can't tell which one is ready to be taken and which one is not. If you look at two men working in an office, or two mothers working at home, or two older guys on the pickleball court, you don't know. You can't know the state of their souls. But it may be that one of those men, one of those women, one of those older guys, it may very well be that one of them is ready to meet God, and that the other one, if he or she dies right now, would become hardened and fixed in an attitude of eternal selfishness, isolation, and the misery that Jesus calls hell. Noah and his family probably looked about the same as everyone else. Except for, you know, the big ark in their yard. You wouldn't know just by looking at them that he was ready for a flood. You wouldn't know just by looking at everyone else that they were all about to be drowned. So, which are we? Are we ready for the rain to fall? Are we ready if death comes for us before this rosary is over? Because it might. The rain might start falling anytime, and the Lord might come for you anytime. So, what do you have to do to be ready? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So what does it take to be ready for death? What does it take to be ready to meet God? Well, two things. First of all, we must convert from sin to virtue, from sin to love. We have to renounce sin. In practice, that means, have you gone to confession lately? And have you renounced everything in your life that is systematically sinful? Now, we all sin. We all sin a lot. But many of us haven't gotten rid of the things that are systematically sinful. We haven't gotten rid of the actual apparatus of sin. We haven't thrown out the contraceptives, or the pornography, or the recreational drugs. We haven't stopped cohabitating with a person we're not married to. All that stuff, it has to go. If you're not willing to get rid of the apparatus of sin, you can't pretend you're really renouncing sin. And then we have to be working. We have to be at least trying to get rid of all our other vices. The anger, the lust, the resentment, the envy, the gossip, the greed, the gluttony, the vanity. And we're trying to purify our life of all the situations that make us vulnerable to those temptations. That's a work of a lifetime. But we have to be at least trying. Or how can we claim that we did our best when Christ comes for us? And then we have to be trying to do right by the people in our lives, doing right by God, daily prayer, and at least Sunday Mass, and doing right by the people in our lives, showing them we love them, respect them, delight in them, and doing good with the resources at our disposal, that your money and your work is actually going to serve God and people. This is what needs to happen. No, really, this is what needs to happen. And we need to be working on it now, because we don't know how much more sand is in the hourglass, but we do know there's less and less every second. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
None of us know how much time we have left, but if we're ready to go whenever the call comes, we can enjoy what time we've got. People who aren't ready for their flight, who aren't sure if their tickets or their IDs are in order, those people don't get to enjoy the terminal. They're panicked and rushing and wishing they hadn't left everything to the last moment. But people who have everything in order, who have planned their trip carefully, they have what they need and they reach the airport with plenty of time to spare. Then it doesn't matter whether the flight leaves early or late. They can browse the shops, grab a coffee or a bite to eat, maybe enjoy a little leisure reading while they wait for the announcement about when exactly the plane will board. We can live like that too, if we're ready, if we're habitually getting ready to go to the next life. Then we can enjoy this one in peace. If we remember that we're going to die, we can also enjoy the fact that we aren't dead yet. And then we get the best of this world as we wait for the world to come in God's good time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, as you know, as you probably gathered from this meditation strikes pretty close to home because I just arrived back from a funeral of a very dear and close friend who just passed away from a massive heart attack. No one would have had any indication.
Yeah, when you said it, I couldn't even believe it.
Father Steve Sutiroff, who was the chaplain for our spiritual mentoring program.
What a good man.
Helped us really form and build the spiritual mentoring program. I've been close friends with him for 22 years now. And it just was so unexpected. But this was a man who lived prepared.
Yeah.
He lived with the clarity that his goal was transforming union with Jesus in heaven. And he lived every moment of his life preparing, wanting, desiring to be with Jesus more than anything else. Yes, he was a priest. But that doesn't mean all priests are habitually preparing for death. He was a model priest in the sense that he had a deep commitment to daily prayer. He celebrated the Mass so reverently. He did a daily examination of conscience. He went to confession regularly. He always had a resolution at the end of his meditation. He was always practicing growing in virtue. He really practiced friendship with others and practiced joy. He practiced having a sense of humor. He practiced serving other people. That is the way he lived his life. So I have to be honest, when I got the call that he died, first I was shocked, and then saddened for myself, for losing a friend, saddened for all the people that he gives spiritual direction to and for our program. But I have to admit, I was a little bit jealous because he was so prepared that I know he went straight to heaven. He's in paradise.
Yeah, he's an incredible example for all of us.
But we fall into the trap of thinking, well, that's a priest. He should be.
Yeah. But everything you've just listed are things that we can all do, especially the way he served others and those important habits of meditation and confession.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a model for the way we should all be living. The question is, are we? What do you think? I mean, this is kind of a cliche, stupid question maybe, but what do you think prevents us from being focused on preparing?
I think at the core, we have the wrong desire. My personal thing is always, I'm so focused on comfort all the time that there's so many things I don't do just because it would be slightly uncomfortable to do it. This is why I am so bad at organizing my time, because I want to just rest and rest and rest. And then at the very last moment, I jump up and start doing everything I should have done. But what I've noticed about this, and this echoes in every part of my life, is that then I'm not enjoying my rest because I'm stressed about the thing that I'm going to have to do. So the rest is sort of in limbo because I'm not actually going to fully enjoy or sit down or allot time for well-used rest. I'm just going to hover in between trying to avoid the thing that I need to do. And then I'm going to rush through everything that I need to get done. So I'm not going to do them well. And it's all stressful. I'd say stress is very much a symptom of poorly managed time and nothing else. Because I think the airport is such a good example of it. I don't think the airport is innately stressful. I have had some incredible, peaceful, I once, not too long ago, a friend of mine, we were both going to the airport at the same time. So we went early. I got through security, went to my gate to check where it was at. And then she and I had coffee for an hour and then went to our separate gates. I had time to work and write, eventually boarded my plane. And it was beautiful watching everyone stress and freak out. And we were just having, as if we just met at a coffee shop, a beautiful day.
Yeah.
But that's because I'd done everything I needed to do.
Yeah.
I set aside enough time.
Yeah.
And then the peace could actually be real instead of in avoidance or in blissful ignorance.
Yes.
To what we actually need to do.
Yeah. The first thing you said was so on the mark. It was incredible. You said, I asked you what prevents us, and you said we have the wrong desire.
Mm-hmm.
We want, it's not that we want bad things in life. We all want good things. The problem is that we want the lesser things.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad things, lesser things.
We also don't realize what order those things are going to come in. If I'm looking for comfort, I'm not actually going to be comfortable doing the thing I just described. I'm going to be comfortable if I wake up and get dressed and eat and do whatever I need to do, and then I sit and I can read a book or do whatever I want before I need to get somewhere. I can actually enjoy that if I actually did it first. It's true peace.
So are you saying that the right desire is to want and strive after union with God above all?
Mm-hmm.
And if you make that the priority, then you actually get to delight in everything else.
Yeah, then you actually get the comfort that you're describing. But if you try and take that first, it's not even going to be true comfort, because you're going to be living under that pressure, that stress, that guilt, that self-hate, that fear of death.
Yeah.
everything is somewhat tainted by our own misplaced desire or practice of it.
We've all had this experience in high school or college where we know we should be studying for the test, mm-hmm. and we put it off by doing other things, and yeah. then we can't enjoy those other things.
Or my experience in college was always, I'm not going to do my homework. I want to hang out with my friends. I'm not going to do my homework. I want to hang out with my friends. And then it hits like 11 o'clock with all your friends, and you're like, oh my gosh, that one assignment. And you got to drop everything
yeah.
in the height of the moment, and you have to step out and you have to finish your assignment. So you're forced to cut things off randomly. You still feel all of the pressure of missing out, and you're not completing your assignment well.
Yeah.
So you're sacrificing it now too late and for nothing.
And for nothing.
And it's all of these things apply when it comes to death too.
But it's not complicated. It's not complicated. We don't have to make it hard. It's just this simple habits of daily meditation and a resolution, frequently going to the Eucharist, monthly confession. Really, if it's just that,
yeah,
that's gonna take you a long way in getting prepared. Mm-hmm.
We say it all the time, but all I have to say is take it seriously. If you don't do these things, if you don't do them first, you're never gonna get them done, and nothing else will be as good.
Yeah. This is why Father Steve had such peace and joy, because he lived ready. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.